Penn Jillette on CBS Radio, Free FM. I think we should have talked a little bit more, but we're going to talk about that on the radio. Sitting across from me is Michael Goudeau giggling to the microphone.
I think if you don't know what you're going to talk about, you should speak more slowly.
You think so? Instead of going faster?
I think you ought to talk very slowly.
866-570-PEN, 7366. You should know that we're malleable. 866-570-PEN, 7366, if you don't have letters on your telephone.
Or if you want to send us email.
Yeah. PENradio@gmail.com is for the Gmail. PENradio.com. And I think the first thing, we're going to talk about jury duty today, just in general. There's no reason to talk about it. We got one email that caught our fancy. Email says, this is from Nathan, says, so I've been summoned to serve as a juror. I was just wondering if you or Penn have any advice you could give me about jury duty and just what are you feeling about jury duty. Could make a good show, but who knows? Exactly, Nathan. It's the who knows at the end that we...
That intrigued us.
That intrigued us so much.
Oh, yeah?
Could be a good show, but who knows? Before we get calls about jury duty, and Goudeau's got a lot to say about jury duty, so I'll be interviewing Goudeau a lot today about jury duty. The one angry juggler.
That's right.
I want to point out, this is very important. This is so important that, you know, Neil Gaiman, who's a good friend of mine, mm-hmm. and listens to the show now and again, you know, science fiction superstar, the leather-jacketed science fiction stud, Neil Gaiman, who I'm writing a movie with. I kind of have written a movie with, but it's not made yet. Neil Gaiman sent me a special email. Now, Neil Gaiman is so busy. You know, Neil Gaiman, like, in the next year, 5,000 movies that will come out, mm-hmm. 4,500 of them are written by Neil Gaiman. No exaggeration. And he also is now getting paid. He now gets paid $5 billion a movie.
$5 billion?
Yeah, $5 billion a movie for each one he makes. And the next movie starring Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep, Tom Cruise, all written by, next Humphrey Bogart movie, all written by Neil Gaiman, the next Bob Hope, and he's written every movie.
Some of these are going to be spooky.
Hollywood has changed their mind now. They used to kind of look at a lot of different scripts. Now they just bring Neil Gaiman and shower him with money, anything he writes down. They've got Pick Up a Can of Pears at the Supermarket is a movie coming out from Paramount, because that's what he wrote on his refrigerator, and someone took it and bought it for $100 million. So they're making everything that Neil Gaiman does. Now, Neil Gaiman, as busy as he is, and this email itself that he sent to me, the email itself is probably going to be at least an independent film. The email he sent to me said, don't forget January 31st is National Gorilla Suit Day. He had to point that out. Now, I know that it's not Monkey Tuesday. but it is National Gorilla Suit Day. This is the day started by Don Martin. Don Martin of the old Mad Magazine. Don Martin, genius artist. Genius
artist.
One
of artist. Our heroes.
Absolute hero. He started in one of his books, right?
One of the books. His Don Martin Bounces Back or something.
Yeah, he started out as January 31st as National Gorilla Suit Day, which I am one of the people who own a gorilla suit. Do you own a gorilla suit?
I own a gorilla suit.
Yeah. We're two people here. A lot of times people say, you know, what do Michael Goudeau and Penn Jillette have in common? Well, atheists, libertarians, jugglers, work on the strip, and own gorilla suits, in our sizes. Mm-hmm. Is your custom fit?
Or? No, it's not custom
fit. Mine custom fit.
Wow.
It has to be.
It has to be
my size. But I am a...
I almost had to wear one underwater for the last TV special.
That's true. It was written in that he would wear his underwater gorilla suit.
I actually got into a swimming pool and sat on the bottom in scuba gear with the gorilla suit on.
Did you really?
As rehearsal for the bit.
Oh, that's right. You did, didn't you? You did. And Rene French points out that Neil Gaiman will be at Comic-Con, if you care about that kind of stuff. And Rene French will also be there. Where is Comic-Con? It's in San Diego, July 26th to 29th, 2007, Comic-Con in San Diego Convention Center. You could go see Neil Gaiman, and maybe he would say a sentence or two to you, and you could make at least a short film out of it. But it's National Gorilla Suit Day, so certainly if anybody has gorilla suit information, they should call up. I haven't seen, of course, I haven't been out of my house. Since the studio's in my house, I don't leave the house. I don't see stuff that happens on the street. But you guys drove in, Jack, Patrick. Anybody in gorilla suits on the street? Only three. Happy Jack.
Not as widespread as we would like.
No. But there will be. Did you see any gorillas? Of course, you don't drive
that
far.
I come straight
from
my
house. Live like a mile away. Yeah. So you didn't see any gorillas.
I didn't see any people.
But somebody must call in. 866-570-PEN 7366. If you've seen a gorilla. Oop, you know, in the amount of time we're just talking about this,
yeah.
Neil Gaiman wrote and sold another movie.
You've gone wild, haven't you, on this Neil Gaiman?
I have. Well, it's astonishing. You know, here's how famous Neil Gaiman is. It's stupid famous. If you do a search on Google, try this as I say it.
Okay.
Do a search on Google for Neil. Just put Neil in.
Yeah.
Nothing else. What's the first hit on Google?
Neil Gaiman home.
God damn it! How can that be? God damn it to hell! How can that be?
That's just not right.
Jesus Christ! What about Neil Armstrong and Neil Young?
Come on.
Neil Young and Neil Armstrong. Those are the two famous Neils.
Neil Armstrong is nine.
Yeah.
And all the others are Neil. Well, Neil Young is three. The first two are Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, the first two are Neil Gaiman. That's
yeah. Neil Gaiman's journal. Which we're not going to sell online. Put it up on eBay.
Yeah. Neil Gaiman. First two. If you type in Neil, if you type in Penn, you get, and Penn's a more unusual name than Neil. I'm like number nine is what I am? Yeah, number nine. And the first one's like University of Pennsylvania and Penn tennis balls and Penn balls and all this other stuff. And then.
Biggest name in fishing.
The biggest name in fishing, yeah. That's what Penn is. Neil!
Sean Penn comes up before you.
Yes, of course he does. Well, Sean Penn is more famous than me and should be because he's been to Iraq, goddammit. Did I say goddammit? All of a sudden. My New England accent just went haywire there. But he's been to Iraq, so of course Sean Penn's more famous than me. But Neil Gaiman is more famous than Neil Armstrong? Stop the insanity. That's insane. Let's change Google right. I mean, I love Neil Gaiman. He's a good friend of mine, a very talented writer, but son of a bitch. You know, he should not be the number one hit for Neil. You just shouldn't be. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that happens when you live in a godless universe full of pain. This is the price you pay in a random universe. In a universe that was ordered, Neil Armstrong would be on Google before Neil. And then Neil Gaiman should make all the money in the world. No problem with that. You know, everything he says should be made into a movie or a book or something. I have no problem with that. But all the same, Neil Gaiman should not be number
Neil
one.
Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong,
sure.
Number one. Then Neil Gaiman, then Neil Young. And then there's no other Neils, right?
Not that I know of.
Jack and Neil, Jack Kerouac, was it Neil Cassidy? Neil Cassidy. So there was the Neil Cassidy and Jack Kerouac. You call them Jack and Neil, mm-hmm. Which incidentally is a command.
Jack and Neil. Thank you.
Maybe not.
Of course I will, sir. We're back to Bad Bosses Day. Jack and Neil again?
Again? I get a Jack and Neil again? So I guess Neil Gaiman hasn't called in. 866-570-PEN. 866-570-PEN 7366. If he does call in and gives us like an idea for a movie, everybody listening to the show right now has to chip in $340 just to make his fee for a couple sentences. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Let's talk to Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Penn, how are you, bud?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Happy day after Monkey Tuesday.
Thank you. And did you see a gorilla suit?
You know what? I could actually loop back around, and I was going to say if you wanted, I could text you a picture. There's a guy, he's telling people to get $5 pizzas in a gorilla suit in Chicago.
Really?
And he's next to a guy in a white bear suit.
Now, are you near these people now?
I can be there in about 45 seconds.
Okay, well, you should give him. We should talk to him. Can we interview him, please?
You know, I think it's going to be in Spanish, though, in the neighborhood that I'm in.
Okay, well, that's okay. We can talk. You know how to say gorilla suit in Spanish?
I don't know how to say gorilla.
We can put two people on the line at once, can we?
We need someone
who speaks Spanish who can translate. Talking to the gorilla suit guy in Chicago. Please, somebody who speaks Spanish, 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. Emergency call for a Spanish translation here on the Penn Jillette Show. 866-570-PEN, 7366. Please call in. Please call in with a translation.
Or if you speak gorilla.
Sure.
Or polar bear.
But it's not bear suit.
No, it's not natural. Is it a bear suit?
Well, there's a gorilla suit and a bear suit.
Okay, we don't give a good goddamn about the bear suit.
Skip the Oso Blanco.
Oso Blanco. No.
Pretty good, huh? I have that one.
Not a Oso Blanco.
Very nice.
Very nice. Oso Blanco. We got a translator, Jack? This is an emergency. call the Mexican embassy or something. We need a... Are you kidding? Everybody in this country speaks Spanish. I'm the only one in the country that isn't bilingual. Someone should be calling up. 866-570-PEN-7366. This is an emergency. We need a Spanish-speaking person who can at least translate the phrase gorilla suit.
I'm about 3 blocks away from said gorilla.
Okay, you got 3 blocks, people. 866-570-PED-7366. We really need someone who could translate this, because this could be...
He's just guessing. There's still a chance the gorilla will speak English.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
That's true.
Yeah. Or maybe it'll be like hand signals, like Coco.
In that case, we're going to need someone who's deaf to call in.
Well, the phone lines are lighting up like crazy. Let's hope you. And Happy Jack, if you get someone who speaks Spanish, put them on the line with us here so that we can have them right away. Because if I touch this machine, I will hang up on everybody in the world. And I don't want to do that because we go, okay. Hey, Tony?
Yes, right here. How are you?
You speak Spanish?
Sí, muy bien.
Okay, good. can you say gorilla suit?
Certainly. Yeah, absolutely. Let me talk to him. give me just a second, guys.
Oh, okay. Now we have to get that, Tony.
Yes.
You are just a translator. You are merely a vessel. That's all you're doing is you're moving information from place to place. I don't want any editorializing on your part. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just turned you guys on, and all I heard was you needed a translator, so I jumped on the bandwagon.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. What it is, it's in case you don't know, bring you up to speed, it's National Gorilla Suit Day, and in Chicago, Dave has found a guy in a gorilla suit, but he thinks he might only speak Spanish. So we have a very important interview on National Gorilla Suit Day, and yet the language is a problem. So Dave is now, you still walking, Dave?
I'm still getting there. I'm getting you guys taken care of. Give me just a minute.
Okay, you said it was like 45 seconds that you were going to be there.
I know, dude.
Goddamn translator.
You had to get a parking spot.
And the time it's taking you to walk to the gorilla suit guy, Neil Gaiman has written 2 more movies. He's now above. Now if you type in N, Neil Gaiman comes up first. You don't have to type the whole Neil. You just type N-E and it's Neil Gaiman. You want to know about Neil Gaiman? It pops up. Yeah, any other name. Are we close there? So just so I can start looking smart here, Tony, how do you say gorilla suit in Spanish?
Traje de gorilla.
Traje de gorilla.
Traje de gorilla. And how do you say...
Very well. Very nice.
So how is National Gorilla Suit Day? How does that go?
El Día Nacional de Traje de Gorilla.
Oh, that's good. I think he speaks Spanish.
He might speak Spanish.
Well, how do you say Brussels sprouts in Spanish?
Oh man, I don't know.
See?
I don't think there is such a thing. I think we just stop at frijoles and that's it.
Shoehorn.
Shoehorn.
How do you say shoehorn in Spanish?
Thought you were calling him shoehorn for a second.
No, I would never call you shoehorn, Tony.
No. The literal translation, trompeta. De zapato.
Okay.
Trompeta means horn of shoe. So, but if you say it really to an Hispanic person, they're just going to look at you.
Yeah,
so
like
I don't.
Devil's shoes.
Devil's shoes. And how did you learn Spanish?
Zapata del diablo.
All right. Oh, guys, I got him. I'm going to hop out of the car right now.
Now you got to tell him, Dave, that he's going to go on the radio because you want to make sure that he knows. We don't want to do anything like no Michael Moore jive here. Tell him that we're going to talk to him on the radio. Or actually,
ask his permission, really.
Ask his permission. Is it
right,
okay?
Hang on a second. I am now officially out of the car, walking over to the gorilla with a sign for $5 pizzas. Hang on a second.
Okay. And can you bring some pizzas?
Yeah, sure. Hold on a second.
$5
pizza.
Hey, bud.
How you doing?
I got the radio on here. They want to talk to you. It's National Guy in a Gorilla Suit Day. Will you say hi to them?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Do you speak English, too? Oh, he speaks English. Hang on just a second.
Tony, we're done with you. Thank you so much there.
Gracias.
Hello?
What's your name, Gorilla Suit Guy?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
I think, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, he's trying to, but he's got the hood
He's got a gorilla head on.
He's a mask on.
This is the problem with Gorilla Suit Day.
And
it's very hard to
get. I can't tell if he's smiling or not.
If you get the crap beaten out of you by gorillas.
He's smiling. Hold on a second. Okay. He's I can see his mouth here. He's going to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
It's Penn Jillette. Here, go ahead. Hello?
Hi, this is Penn. What's your name?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. What's your name, sir?
My name is Anthony Robinson.
Hey, Anthony. Now, you're in a gorilla suit, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that it's National Gorilla Suit Day?
I know now.
Yeah, you didn't know that before. Yeah, do you wear a gorilla suit every day, or is it especially for today?
No, this is my job.
Really? Because, you know, Michael Goudeau, who's on the radio with me, his job was riding around on a moped in a gorilla suit.
Oh, okay.
How long have you been wearing the gorilla suit as your job?
Hold on. I can't hear you too well.
Yeah, because you got a gorilla head on.
Yeah, he's taking his gorilla head off.
Oh.
Hold on. Here's Anthony. Hold on.
I just unmasked Batman. I feel horrible about it. It's some sort of weird kind of identity rape. How long have you worked as a gorilla suit guy?
I've been working here for maybe 3 weeks now.
And is it a good gig? Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I stand out here and I dance and stuff. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Are you wear headphones usually underneath the gorilla head?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were listening to an iPod? And what's the gorilla listening to on the iPod?
Well, I don't have an iPod. I have a CD player.
Okay, what CD are you listening to?
A mixture of all different kinds that I burn off the computer.
But what kind of music?
Rock, rap, stepping music, jazz, blues.
Wow. And you dance in a gorilla suit?
Yeah.
Oh, you have... Okay. Someone else with a better job than us. That's okay. And how's the pizza that you're pimping?
Huh?
Is it good pizza?
Oh, yeah. It's Franco's.
Oh, cool. Franco's. Yeah, Chicago. You know Franco's, yeah. Right, Jack? Sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's right there on the window.
Oh, cool.
Clark Street and...
It's Clark and Lunt.
Oh, cool.
Chicago.
Cool.
Yeah,
maybe someone
Chicago.
Listening. If you go by the gorilla suit guy, give him a honk and a wave and pull in and have a pizza. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome.
Put your head, right, sorry bye-bye. To make you take the whole head off and everything. That's just, I kind of felt that was the wrong thing
no,
to
I
do.
No, I didn't take the whole mask off.
Okay,
I
good.
Just have it to where I can hear you and talk
okay,
to you.
Okay, good, because I wouldn't want to violate that. Okay, you can get back to work. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Dave. You really made this gorilla National Gorilla Suit Day very, very special for us. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, I had that nightmare once. I was actually doing a roller skate ramp, you know, the big kind of half pipe thing on roller skates. Mm-hmm. I was doing that in my gorilla suit when I was working as the moped guy, and I took a really bad fall and knocked my head off once. And it was very disappointing for everyone.
This was a dream.
No, this was real. It was part of my actual nightmare. I was working a gig. I had been sent down there on the moped, and I had my roller skates with me and was going up and down the ramp, you know.
In the gorilla suit.
In the gorilla suit, and took a fall, and my head came off.
No, you said the gorilla head.
The gorilla head.
Over
yeah,
your
no, my real head, no. My real
say...
head came off once, another time in the gorilla suit. I was racing along in the moped, and a bee flew in the eye. Oh. And I had a really bad moped crash and lost my head.
Did you get stung? You did not.
I did not.
Are you sure it was a bee? Did you see it afterwards?
I'm sure it was a bee. It was a giant black rogue bee.
I have a friend who was riding a motorcycle with his wife. His wife was on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And a bee flew into his leather jacket. And he started, they were going like 60. And he started banging at the bee. And she was yelling from behind him on the motorcycle, "Let him sting you, Lou! Let him sting you! Let him sting you, Lou! Let him sting you!" Just, I thought it was a fabulous story.
That's a very reasonable choice.
If I ever pull it together, and I'm a little dingy today, but if I pull it together, we'll be talking about jury duty. But we might just stay on National Gorilla Suit Day. And we might just stay on Neil Gaiman. And who knows what we're going to be talking about. But, oh, it's going to be so good. This would be so good, it could be Neil Gaiman's next movie. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. This is Penn Jillette on National Gorilla Suit Day, CBS Radio, Free FM. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM, CBS Radio. Sitting across from Michael Goudeau. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. It is National Gorilla Suit Day. It was pointed out to me by Neil Gaiman. Renee French has been sending me pictures of Neil Gaiman over and over again and saying that he's got floppy hair. She thinks he's a very sexy man because of his floppy hair. And when she's on the bill with him at the Comic Con in San Diego this year, she's going to have to be touching his floppy hair. I'm sure he'll let you. I know Neil. Of course, Natasha always comes through. This is Natasha, our original Natasha.
Natasha 1.0.
She said Neil Gaiman trumps all in the search engine because he is the sexiest of the Neils. As usual, pass along my picks and contacts. But okay, I guess he's sexier than Neil Armstrong. Although, what could be sexier than walking on the moon? It's hard to say. You know what I mean? I mean, doesn't Neil Gaiman
dancing on the moon?
I guess I don't understand. You know, sexiness is very complicated and subjective, of course. But
sure.
It just seems to me that like Sally Ride for sexy, mm-hmm. You know, trumps anybody with floppy hair.
Alicia Keys? Trumps Alicia Keys? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Can Sally Ride sexier than Alicia Keys? You know, I've always thought that Sally.
I think you're going to be in trouble on this. That's going to get some letters.
You think so? I just
first
thought
from Alicia Keys.
But, and then I get, who else on the, does anybody else on the radio get emails from their mother-in-law while they're on the air?
I don't think so.
My mother-in-law said, Emily speaks Spanish. Yes, but unfortunately, mother-in-law, my wife does not listen to my show, okay? She's not listening to my show. She's out gallivanting. She's running around doing something.
She comes in here and says, I'm heading out to gallivant. See you later.
I'm gone. So she's not ever listening to the show. So she does speak, she claims to speak Spanish. She claims to speak French. I have really no evidence of either, but she claims both of those things. And but she doesn't listen to the show. My mother-in-law listens to the show. My wife does not. My wife is out gallivanting. She had a bag with her, did she?
She had a sack.
She had a gorilla suit.
She was going out
to celebrate National Gorilla Suit Day. If anyone sees my wife in a gorilla suit, please call in. Call in 866-570-PEN 7366.
It'll be the very baggy gorilla suit because she's probably taking yours.
That's right. She probably stole my gorilla suit.
If you see someone in an oversized gorilla suit, please call.
866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio.com. I don't know. Would Don Martin approve of us talking about jury duty on Gorilla Suit, National Gorilla Suit Day?
I think he would.
And why is it national and not international? It hasn't spread, I guess. You know what's
maybe that.
You know what's going to happen? Canada is going to have their Gorilla Suit Day like a week before ours, and they're going to like Canadian.
October 4th will be Canada's.
starting November 1st every year. Jonesy just bitches about Canadian Thanksgiving. That's just starting November 1st, backstage in the Monkey Room at the Rio Theater. Jonesy is so pissed off by Canadian Thanksgiving. He says whenever he talks to a Canadian and they say, where are you going for Thanksgiving? And they'll go, you mean American Thanksgiving
yeah.
or Canadian Thanksgiving? He always goes, there's no Canadian Thanksgiving. We invented Thanksgiving. We own Thanksgiving. You can't just rip us off and go a different day. You know, and my friend Ron Gomez, he always has Canadian Thanksgiving. And I got to say, after listening to Jonesy bitch about it for 4 years, I'm kind of riding his bus. I'm kind of going...
Frozen turkey dinner?
I'm kind of, yeah. God damn it. If you want to cop our holiday, cop the goddamn holiday. But don't just say, we have a different Thanksgiving, you know? Does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me.
It's
such a good idea for a holiday that I think that people ought to adopt it.
But yes, but at the same day...
Well, they're not grateful for us having survived the winter.
Thursday of November is Thanksgiving. You can't just... Pretty soon there'll be
one. It is toasty in Plymouth Rock compared to most of Canada.
Egyptian Thanksgiving is going to be like, November 2nd, and then there'll be like, Chad Thanksgiving, Nicaraguan Thanksgiving. Well, where's it stop?
Why would it have to stop? Shouldn't we all be celebrating our nation's happiness?
Well, when's National Gorilla Suit Day in Canada? That's what I want to know. Let's take another call here. Hey, Rob, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Pat?
Doing very well. You seen gorilla suits?
Yeah, I love gorilla suits.
We all do. We all love gorilla suits. Have you got any information about gorilla suits?
Yeah, well, actually, what happened to me was I was working at Jewel, and I got fired.
Mm-hmm.
And so what, my buddy of mine had a gorilla suit.
You were working where? Where were you working?
Jewel Osco. It's like a convenience store.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, it's a Chicago thing, right?
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah.
So anyways, I get fired, and I was kind of upset about the whole thing.
What were you fired for?
It was a really stupid reason. I got fired because after you purchase certain items, it would print out a receipt on a separate register.
Uh-huh.
It would have coupons on the back.
Yeah.
And some of these coupons were like, you know, free candy bars or free boxes of cereal, and some of the customers would just take them and throw them away.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I'd go in the garbage and take them out and get a free candy bar.
Wait a minute. This is the Pull the Weasel story.
You're a day early, my friend.
A couple days early on the Pull the Weasel story. But go ahead. So you were copping free candy bars out of the trash at the convenience store. But
yeah.
People have thrown them away. So you were recycling trash into candy bars.
Right.
So you got fired. Let's get back. I'm sorry. It was my fault. I'm not blaming you. Let's get back to our story of the gorilla suit.
So anyways, I was kind of upset about the whole thing, and I figured, you know, I'm already fired, they can't do anything to me, and my buddy of mine had just bought a whole gorilla suit for Halloween.
Sure.
So I slap on the gorilla suit.
Was that American? Was that American Halloween or Canadian Halloween?
I'm pretty sure it was American Halloween.
Okay.
So I put on this gorilla suit, I walk in Jewel in the middle of the day, and I just started hooting and hollering, and I figured the best thing would do would be go to the produce section, grab a bunch of bananas, and just start tossing them around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, you know, nobody really wanted to, you know, tackle a gorilla. So I just had everyone just yelling at me to get out of the store.
And then you got out of the store and ran out? Boy, how long ago was this?
This is about a year ago.
Wow, and you're still invigorated from it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty mad. I'm thinking about doing it again.
Yeah. Where do you work now, Rob?
I got a better job now. I just finished college, so I work at Christ Hospital. I'm a lab tech.
Okay.
You're not digging through the trash there, are you?
No, I don't want to dig in through those guys.
No, people just throw stuff away, and I pull out the hypodermic needles that are like half full and shoot them up. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, sure. Better price.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Thanks so much, Rob.
I just want to mention that if you do a National Gorilla Suit Day in Canada search, Neil Gaiman's number 8.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Neil Gaiman's
journal. No, it
journal.
Is not. It cannot
is.
Be.
It is
It
indeed.
Cannot be. That's impossible. That's impossible.
National Gorilla Suit Day in Canada. Hit search. Neil Gaiman's number 8.
Okay. National. National.
I did in Canada. Gorilla Suit Day in Canada.
Canada. And let's see.
Scroll on down.
Where the sidewalk begins, my 2 yen worth. Rod Trent, bloggity blog, blog, blog. Neil Gaiman!
It's impossible. How is that possible?
That's the greatest thing that's ever happened. Neil, you own the world. It's in Neil Gaiman's journal. You can type in National Gorilla Suit Day Canada, and up will come...
On the first page.
On the first
Neil
page.
Neil Gaiman.
Neil Gaiman. Oh, man.
In case people doubted any of your stories.
Yeah.
Here's the evidence.
He's very, very, very powerful. Neil Gaiman is a very powerful man. You know, we were going to talk about jury duty, but we're getting such good calls on National Gorilla Suit Day. There's someone that's been hanging on talking about... We'll take a phone. We'll take a break first, right? Yeah, we'll take a break. Then we'll come back. We're either talking about... we have three subjects going now. We have National Gorilla Suit Day. We have jury duty, which Godoy has a lot of stories about. And then we have, I guess, what ties into everything is Neil Gaiman. It seems like you could type anything into Google, and up comes Neil Gaiman. This is Penn Jillette. If you type Penn Jillette in Google, up will come Neil Gaiman eventually. Penn Jillette, Michael Godoy on CBS. I'll just give the phone number again. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. It's National Gorilla Suit Day. I'm Penn Jillette here on Free FM CBS Radio. Yeah. this is Penn Jillette on Free FM, CBS Radio. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. It's National Gorilla Suit Day, and people seem very excited about that. We're talking about American. And we also talked a lot about Neil Gaiman. We have this email from a guy named Scott, who writes in and said, I missed the first few minutes of your show today because I was riding the bus engrossed in reading A Game for You from Sandman by Neil Gaiman. I looked up to see that it was after 1 p.m., so I turned on the radio to hear you. Can you imagine how weird it was to hear you talking about Gaiman? I've been a fan of his since the series first came out in the 80s. Me too. I'm rereading Sandman again because I just turned a friend onto the series recently. I met her through MySpace, and she lives in Germany. I'll send her a link to your site, and maybe she can listen to the podcast. That's Scott that... that's Scott that wrote that in. What we're finding out is here it is, National... Gorilla Suit Day, and more people are having experiences with Neil Gaiman than are having experiences with Gorilla Suit.
We should all be dressed like Neil today.
We should all, well, this should be National Neil Gaiman Day. We should all wear leather jackets, floppy hair, and a little bit unshaven. You're wearing a leather jacket.
I'm already
jacket.
There.
You're a little bit unshaven. You have floppy hair. Yeah, you can do that whole thing. It takes a long time for me to get to Neil Gaiman because he's skinny. He's a skinny guy.
Well.
Yeah, and I'm a fat guy. Or he's a normal guy and I'm a fat guy, whatever way you want to say it. But we're very different builds, me and Neil.
Mm-hmm.
But he's tall and he's thin and he has floppy hair, and maybe we should have a national dress like Neil Gaiman Day.
Here's somebody, this is ML, he writes to us pretty often. I got out of jury duty by dressing in a gorilla suit. Neil Gaiman gave me that advice.
Yeah, well, there you
That's
go.
What he said.
He's trying to tie everything together here. Let's talk to Jim. What's up, Jim?
How you guys doing?
Doing very well, thanks.
Good. Well, my daughter's getting married, and it'll be in August.
Okay,
and
congratulations.
And only she and me know that I'm going to be in a gorilla suit.
Wait a second. Other people could be listening to the... When you say only
little,
she...
very little chance of it, but...
Okay. Just so you know, you are going out over the radio. Now, go ahead. What's the secret?
I'm going to walk her down the aisle in a gorilla suit when she gets married.
That is so cool. Now, are you a man who has a gorilla suit just at your fingertips, or do you want to have to buy one?
No, I'll get one.
You're gonna. Everybody else will be renting their tuxedos. Are you gonna rent your gorilla suit?
Well, I'm gonna rent a tuxedo too because my wife will kill me, but it'll be easier to ask for forgiveness and permission. So,
okay. So you're gonna. Is there any? I mean. This is the stupidest question anyone's ever asked, because, of course, you don't need a reason to walk your daughter down the aisle in a gorilla suit. But just in case there's a story there, do you have a reason for walking your daughter down the aisle?
No, she just has a great sense of humor, and so do I. So I figured, why not? You know, she's hip to it. She started laughing. So I don't even think the groom's going to know. She might break down and tell him, but nobody else will know.
Now, is it is this going to be a
You're
big wedding?
You're in so much trouble.
Is this going to be a big wedding?
I'd say about 250 people.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's going to be a church wedding.
No, it'll be a church wedding. Who are you talking to here?
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure that I like every single thing about you. Yeah. That there isn't one flaw at all in this.
And her one of their good friends is going to do the ceremony. He got a minister's license over the internet, so.
So you're perfect. Okay. Everything about you is perfect, right?
Yeah.
And you think, so you're going to, how many children do you have?
Seven.
Seven children? Where is she in the order?
She's my last daughter. She's the fourth daughter.
Fourth daughter, and are the others all married?
No, there's three behind her, three boys.
Oh, cool. And is she, have you used the gorilla suit before in any of these?
No, never, no. Ever. This is perfect.
Well, she has a great sense of humor. Well, it sounds like you have a perfect, is this your favorite daughter?
No, they all have a good sense of humor.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I thought since we already got you, you're gonna get your ass in trouble with your wife with a gorilla suit. I thought maybe I'd get you screwed with the other daughters too. But
yeah, no, I'm just
trying to walk into a trap. You wouldn't fall into it. Well, thank
exactly.
you so much, Jim. Keep us posted how it goes.
I'm gonna film it.
You're gonna film it. Well, yeah. Is Neil Gaiman writing the script?
He's writing the wedding vows. I didn't have enough money to pay for the whole thing. So.
Okay, yeah. Well, have to jump in. Thanks a lot, Jim. That's pretty cool.
That is great.
That's really cool that he's walking his daughter down the aisle in a gorilla suit.
But he also said he was renting a tux. So do you think he's throwing a tux on over the gorilla suit?
Oh, that was the question we needed to ask. How come you always get good questions after we hang up?
I hate to interrupt you.
I just assumed that the tux was going to be under the gorilla suit.
No.
So you take it off and later go and...
It's going to be hard to get a tie large enough to go around that gorilla suit neck.
You think the tux is going to be over the gorilla suit?
I can tell you it's going to be difficult.
Have you tried to wear a tie in a gorilla suit?
I have tried to wear a tie in a gorilla suit and it doesn't work.
Well, you know, I've talked about this before, but my friend Mark Garland, we bought him a chicken suit.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, I mean, I don't know why I haven't bought more of them. I should have, you know, I just bought Tiny Tim's pants. Did you know that?
I didn't hear that, yes.
I bought Tiny Tim's pants.
How could I not know that?
I just couldn't resist. Some of his wardrobe was available, so I bought a pair of pants and a couple ties that that Tiny Tim wore in videos. So now I have
Tiny Tim. I don't think they're going
to fit. No, they're not that far from fitting, because Tiny Tim, the name Tiny comes from the Dickens thing. He's not really a tiny man.
I knew that.
He was a rather large guy.
He was a tall, skinny fellow.
Well, he was a tall, skinny fellow in 1968. In 1968, I was a tall, skinny fellow. We were all tall, skinny fellows in 1968. He put in a little heft a little later, you know?
Good for you.
And I don't think I'll fit in them, though. He was like 6'2". 6'2", 6'3", something like that. And he probably never got as big as me, so I don't think he'll be in there. But I bought Tiny Tim's pants. And
what are you going to do with them?
I was thinking of, like, putting them, like have a little Hard Rock Cafe here. I have, Dean Martin's driver that he used for playing golf.
Which you should have brought over to my house when you were coming to save my wife.
That's right. That would be a great story, huh? Your wife was in trouble, and I went over and beat a man to death with Dean Martin's driver. And I also, I don't know why, but I bought 80 video discs and CDs of Tiny Tim.
Same one?
No.
good.
All different.
All right. Well,
so
that's
better. I have like a collection. If you count all the stuff I have like a collection of like 150 hours of Tiny Tim stuff. And I have his pants, and I have two ties, and I have his book that he put out, Tiny Tim's Beautiful Things, and I have his game, The Beautiful Game, that came out in 69, which just goes to show you the horror of eBay. Just the absolute horror when you go there and you type in Tiny Tim. If you type in Tiny Tim on eBay, number 7, Neil Gaiman comes up. Neil Gaiman working on a script about Tiny Tim. So, Godot, you want to get to jury duty?
I don't think so.
You think you're done with that?
I think we're done with
that. We got any other good Gmails about
you? You know what I was thinking? I want to collect Don Martin stuff. Wouldn't that be something cool to have?
You should have a piece of his art. Definitely.
I should have a piece of his art.
Yeah.
And anybody got any for sale?
Didn't Don Martin move after he was at Mad Magazine to Cracked?
Yes.
He went over to Cracked.
He got in a fight with the people at Mad.
I thought it was because they would give him the right to his artwork, and Mad Magazine would never do that.
Yeah, that could be what the fight was about. I don't know what the fight was about.
But Cracked, you ever read Cracked?
No.
It was, you know, it was a knockoff of Mad, I guess. And you know that Mad Magazine now has ads? They're advertisements in Mad Magazine?
For Tiny Tim's pants. You put them in.
When did you last read Mad Magazine?
1942.
Yes. <that's...
laughs> I believe just before I went to war. I think.
Well, I used to read Mad Magazine. Yeah, it never had advertisements. You know?
I can remember laughing hysterically as a kid at, you don't ever want to do kind of thing. And then there's a series of them.
Yeah.
And one of the things you'd never want to do was have hot coffee in paper cups. And the cup had like bent over and poured into the guy's lap. And at 11, it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. Hot coffee in the man's crotch. And boy, I couldn't look at it. I was crying for days.
You know, when Mad Magazine, if you have a picture taken with a celebrity holding Mad Magazine, you get a year subscription to Mad Magazine free.
Oh, man. So, who's got the camera? Hold on.
So I have taken probably, well, I don't want to exaggerate, but probably a dozen pictures of me holding Mad Magazines. And I also did one with, like, the Penthouse Pet. It's a Penthouse Pet and me holding a Mad Magazine, which I think should be worth something on eBay. Not as much as Tiny Tim's pants. And Renee, who are insider in the comic world, has pointed out that she met Don Martin, and he does not have floppy hair like Neil Gaiman. So he's not on that sexy list. You should type into Google, type in Don Martin, and see how quickly Neil Gaiman comes up.
I'll do a search for you.
Yeah, just do.
I'll let you know.
Just do a search for Don Martin and cartoon or something, and see what number Neil Gaiman comes up here. 866-570-PEN-7366. But I just give him the phone number at the end of the show. Is that what I was doing?
Yeah.
Pretty much the end of the show.
Yeah, dial fast.
Penrith dial. How old are you?
Well, it's still the word.
It is the word, I guess. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Tomorrow, you know, we have a very good chance of getting to the jury duty thing. Because Godot has a great story about this. To everybody, really, celebrate National Gorilla Suit Day. Guy's walking his wife down the aisle. And you think the tuxedo was worn
not
outside?
Not his wife, his daughter.
His daughter, yeah. Sorry. Daughter, yeah. It's not the same person.
It's not the same.
No, no. But his wife is the one that's going to kill him. So, Neil Gaiman, I hope you were listening to the show. I hope someone lets you know, and you listen to a podcast at least, and you hear about this, because your National Gorilla Suit Day, that little piece of email you sent me, turned into a whole hour of radio, okay? So that's what it is. One little email from Neil Gaiman. His ideas are so rich and so strong that he is just completely polluting and filling the American entertainment. He really is he's the king of all media, isn't he? What's the news, Robin? But, I mean, he's writing he writes books, comic books. He writes movies. He writes TV stuff. The stuff. Did you find that? I'm just vamping until you find the Don Martin thing.
Well, if you type in Neil Gaiman and Don Martin.
Well, of course. That's cheating.
That is cheating.
I want to know how many steps Don Martin.
You know, I got through 60 and I couldn't find it. So.
Okay. And someone said that they typed in Penn Jillette and they got to 70.
I got to 70 and did not find Neil Gaiman. I'm sorry to report.
Oh, that's terrible.
You were going on a movie with him. In a year, that'll change.
29? A caller said 29 for what? He says if you type in Neil Gaiman, if you type in Penn Jillette, 29.
Type in Neil Gaiman, you get Penn Jillette on number 29.
Oh, I see. If you type in Neil Gaiman, you get Penn Jillette on 29. If you type in Penn Jillette, you don't get Neil Gaiman. You know, that's because I think Neil Gaiman has written about us right in the movie, and I haven't written anything about any blogs or anything, mainly because... I don't have a blog. Should I have a blog?
No.
Should I have a blog? The radio show
is
my blog. I just report here every day. I come here and it goes out to podcasts. And so this Friday will be the debut of Pull of the Weasel Friday. It's the last time right now that you will hear me say Pull of the Weasel without Patrick having a cue that plays music. Last night, Mike Jones was composing the Pull of the Weasel theme music. This is our replacement for Monkey Tuesday. We like to have a theme show every week. Starting this Friday, you can start writing in your emails right now, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com, with your Pull of the Weasel stories. We want these on Friday for any time that you felt that you needed or you wanted to do something wrong, taking the money out of a wallet. There's that great story about the guy we had calling in with the gorilla suit,
mm-hmm,
who said he pulled receipts out of the trash that gave people free candy bars and then went and got the free candy bars. He was called for that. It's that time in your life when you feel in your gut that you'd like to do something that you think may be a little bit wrong. That is the Pull of the Weasel. And we will start Pull of the Weasel Friday this Friday. So call in with all your Pull of the Weasel stories. You can write in penradio@gmail.com. Go to penradio.com. And please, somebody, I don't want to, this would be impolite, I don't want to write to Neil Gaiman and say, we talked about you a lot, listen to the radio show. I want you out there to let Neil Gaiman know right into his fan site, because God knows every site on the web is in some way or another a fan site of Neil Gaiman. It's National Gorilla Suit Day, people.
And we have one more thing that I'd like to mention. Okay. This is from Mark. He says, I don't have a gorilla suit, but I do have a banana suit. I suppose I should stay inside today. So, good luck, Mark.
What if he really has a banana suit?
He's got a photo of him in a banana suit right here.
Okay, it wasn't just a joke then. He was going there. You know, we meant to talk about jury duty, but we got other stuff on our mind. Please try from the bottom of your heart to forgive us. Okay, this is Penn Jillette, Mike Godot, Free FM, CBS Radio.